Last week, several major Texas press outlets ran a story with headlines calling the gun banning Bloomberg-funded Everytown for Gun Safety a gun safety group. Everytown is no more a gun safety group than any country named a People's Republic is an actual republic or democracy. These are the same press outlets, Hearst-owned papers, Austin Statesman, and others, who refuse to use the term pro-life in a headline, always calling pro-life groups anti-abortion, just as they do not call the other side pro-abortion, but pro-choice. As leftist propagandists, they slant the language of the news to make the leftist ideas sound good and opposing ideas bad. Those stories also referred to the group as a gun safety organization throughout the narrative and discussed how it plans to spend at least $8 million in Texas to pass Bloomberg-style, remember he funds them, gun control legislation. A quote from the gun banning group's political director, Chris Carr, tells you Everytown's not about gun safety, but that such is simply a pretext to anti-Second Amendment gun banning. We believe that Texas, as it becomes younger and increasingly diverse, can be the next emerging battleground state with gun safety as the tipping point, Carr said. If gun safety issues are used as a tipping point, that means such is not the actual goal and prompts one to ask where or to what will the issue tip after enacting the gun safety measures. The group's financial backer, Michael Bloomberg, has already let us know. Citizens should not be able to have firearms for self-protection or any other reason. The Constitution be damned. I'm Robert Pratt. Join me here for Pratt on Texas weekdays at 5 p.m.